right, guys, and welcome back to the podcast. Episode 2 in our brand new studio, Michael. Episode 1 was really warmly received. It was heartwarming.
People were happy to see a familiar logo.
Yeah.
You guys gave us some nice criticism on...
Constructive criticism.
Aye. Unless you're Dave Fogle. So things will change as the episodes progress.
Behind the camera and sort of with the earphones on, we do have our new producer, Patrick, which is a really welcomed addition to the team.
It's great.
Patrick is going to help us out a heck of a lot with the production quality, getting things like this organized on a more timely basis so that we have a nice cadence to the podcast. Obviously, lots of trips coming up, Mikey, for OEM product coming up. So it's going to be awesome having a new team member for that. So
definitely,
big welcome to Patrick. And feel free, guys, share your own sort of welcome to Patrick. We'll get him on maybe the Q&A on the live next week in the channel. And always nice to sort of see the face to the name. So you'll be hearing a lot more from producer Patrick for sure. Happy Halloween, Michael.
Happy Halloween.
Nice of you to put your mask on for the episode.
It's nice. It's
a bit scary, but...
That's all right. It's good looking underneath. What are you dressing up as tonight with the family?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. A few options in Fraser household. Mr. Incredible.
That's what we have to call him around at
Mr.
work anyway.
Incredible. So. I'll accept nothing less. No, the kids are going as Spider-Man.
Shocker.
For Noah, no shocker. And do you know who Spin is?
No.
Spin is Spider-Man's best buddy. Miles, the new Spider-Man 2 movie, is going to be about Batman and Robin. So Spidey and Spin, that's what the kids are going as. So it'd be fun.
Yeah. We're putting a bowl of candy outside and we're going out for dinner.
Good, good, good. Probably the best thing to do.
No ding dong.
No. So Michael, it's Halloween. It's tomorrow. We turn into November. We're officially... Unfortunately, in the off season.
We're in the off season, 55 days till Christmas, the day we're recording this podcast.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing. But yes, the golf season. I was looking on earlier, there's some people posting some neighborhoods around us, a couple hours away, are getting hit with snow.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's depressing to see, but I'm planning to play Saturday in a golf tournament at the club, so fingers crossed.
The Celtic Cup.
Celtic Cup. Yeah.
Because you have Scottish blood in you. I don't know if people realize this about you. You're actually. You're a bit of a mutt, but there's a lot of Scot in you.
There's a lot of Scot in you.
In fact, it's the good bit.
Yeah, it is a good bit.
I know. Yeah. I know. See? Yeah. And I've all these time you guys thought he was just Michael Martin Sekawakavikovich. and it's actually Scottish under all of that.
Yep.
On your mother's side.
I'm a Bainbridge.
A Bainbridge.
Yeah, that's there the last name. Bainbridge. But yes, we're playing in that Saturday. There'll be a little bit of Scotch getting passed around while we play, and hopefully
you like a wee Baileys and coffee as well, don't you?
I do, yeah. Hopefully Team Scotland can win. Generally play for the presidents and the captains, so we're on the team captain. So yeah, hopefully we can win.
Very cool.
Yes.
Very, very cool.
Any more golf for you here?
I mean, unless there's the odd day, I would say highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. We actually to kind of segue into the time of year, I think we actually see ourselves in historically November's been somewhat of a busier month for us because there's an appetite for golf. The golf courses close and we see our sort of core clientele sort of migrate indoors.
Yeah, good point. I mean, it's a good time to get fit because there is the availability in our bays.
Yeah. Availability and inventory, availability of bays, which are two of the really the main things that you guys are always obviously concerning yourself with is how quickly can I get in and how quickly can I get clubs?
I know. I just saw back there, I fit a guy last week and they're already building his irons today. So that's less than, business days. It's less than 4 business days, which is pretty cool. So like our friend Joe said in Fitter and Club Champion Scotland, he's like, I don't know what version 2 of next year's drivers are going to be. If there's a version 2 from these companies, he goes, I know what's really good right now. He goes, come in and get fit right now. He goes, you're going to get it at a locked in price point. You still get a custom built. He goes, when I know what's really good right now, which is kind of a nice way to put it.
Yeah, the fitters have had enough reps under their belt with the products. They know the head and shaft combos that really hum together nicely.
Yeah.
I always find that, Mikey, every year there's a process of learning the products. Maybe not so much in the shaft fronts because the shaft inventory doesn't cycle as fast as head inventory. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I can go back. I can still remember the shaft appeared the best with the R7 Super Quad. I can still remember that. It was so vivid in my mind that that year, the R7 Superquad and the Aldila NV were such a good match together.
Made of wood, persimmon.
Absolutely. There was R9, there was the R9, and there was the Matrix HD.
The stuff
shaft.
You were playing then, all tailor-made, yeah. tailor-made branded shafts back then?
It was, yeah. There was a TP line back then, so that was the designation if you wanted an upgraded shaft. It came in the burgundy and white.
Yeah, yeah, I had one of those. It was like a speeder, I think, or something. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, so it's a great time of year, guys, for you to get fit into the product, obviously, that we know best now. And obviously, we're going to cycle into new product in about 3 months' time and have the demo matrix freshen up. But it doesn't freshen up as much as people imagine anymore.
No.
There's lots of sort of, 2 year cycles in product now. There's lots of fall release product. So these sort of new year releases are not nearly what they used to be.
No, I love a fall release from like Titleist and stuff.
Oh,
like
I
that,
do as well.
You've played all season. You come get fit. You buy a new driver, a new set of irons, and then you work with them all winter. You play the end of the season, then you play all next season with it. I like a fall release.
Well, and from an economics perspective, Mikey, it makes a lot of sense for the smaller companies who don't sort of, you know, they don't allocate the marketing dollars to the same way as maybe, let's just say it, TaylorMade and Callaway.
Yeah,
right? They win the marketing race every single year. It's all about them and they make it all about them, which is great. They do an incredible job and that's how they wrestle so much market share. But I kind of love what Mizuno, Peng, Titleist have done. They just don't really get involved in that as much and don't release product at the same time.
Good point. Yeah.
So about how long ago was it? Like 2 weeks ago?
We were talking about this the other day. I was in Vancouver last week and then we were at the World Long Drive the week before that.
Right.
And I'm like, I said to you and Cody, who's our camera guy who was with us, World Long Drive feels like we were there 2 months ago.
2 months ago.
And it was 2 weeks ago. I will say, I never really looked into the sport. Like, obviously, you watch. I used to build the drivers for the Canadian team and know a lot of those guys and stuff, but never really tuned into it.
Yeah.
Being there, being able to obviously walk the grid and be on the, you know, the stage. He loves the stage of being on the stage and seeing like how they set it up. It's cool. It is a cool, cool event. And you got to get faster, baby.
Yeah. It's it's inspiring to watch the competitors in the World Long Drive circuit and in so many respects, to be honest. And obviously speed production, the athleticism, there's a lot of camaraderie out there on the tour, which is
really neat. That was the thing
really
I love
neat.
The most. They're all like, they all line up, they all hit their shots, they're all pumped up, they're all screaming, they're all nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys behind us standing with us, because we were definitely not competing, they're like, come on, Bobby Ray, come on, Martin. Like, they're all
that
cheering. Yeah, I was cheering for Bobby Ray. But they were all like cheering each other on, which is cool. You don't really, I mean, you see that in Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
But that's about it. It was cool to see the support. Yeah, I liked it. It was fun.
Me too. I think there's a lot of real characters and there's a lot of charisma. There's just a healthy group of personalities and talent. You know, it's not just about their personalities. There's some serious talent. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you see in the women's side, you know, they're hitting it 340, 350, you know, and more at times. Mm-hmm. You know, Phyllis Metty is just an absolute incredible long drive competitor. She never even won in the end, but
no, I know.
You know, she was kind of in the 180 ball speed territory, perfect launch conditions. I mean, you know, if you talk about sort of PGA Tour driving abilities, like she hit the grid mostly like 4 out of 5 times.
Yeah.
She would be between sort of 330 and 360. Like, it literally looked like we had Rory McIlroy, and we know how much we all revere Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, yeah.
It literally looked like we just had Rory McIlroy in the team.
It was wild.
And, you know, and that was obviously, she was incredible. And she never even qualified first. I mean, Gabby Powell qualified as lead seed or top seed in the women's division. You know, looking at sort of Gabby, you would never think that the amount of speed that she can produce, you know, 125 mile an hour club head speeds, you know, ball speeds in the kind of mid 170s and just producing perfect launch conditions.
Yeah.
It's cool to see that the future is very bright. And it was really cool to see the Canadian presence.
The Patriots, right?
Aye. Patriots, what?
Green and white.
Nah, orange.
I will tell you, we met a senior competitor, boy from Australia, and he gets up, and you met him, and he's, you know, shorter lad, and I'm like, you know, good for trying, like, coming out. One of those. I'm the last person to speak because I don't hit it far, but you're like, what's he really going to produce? Yeah. Like, oh, I turned 50 next year, and I'm like, okay, you know, cool. He gets up on the second day, on the, I guess the Friday, I don't remember the day, and he hits the first one, and it's like 299, and I'm like, okay, maybe that's what the senior division. He gets up and he hits one. It's like 386. I'm like, holy hell. Like, this boy could compete with the rest of the guys.
Yeah, it's not like the grid is not baked out. It's not favorable conditions on the ground. I mean, most of this is really in the air unless you get a hot spot in the ground where you're going to get a bounce. But one of the things walking away from it, and obviously Club Champion being the lead sponsor of the event, I couldn't believe how appreciative everyone was of sponsorship.
Yeah.
It just shows, you know, how, you know, sort of big of an opportunity there is, because the personalities and the talent level is through the roof. They, like anyone that we sort of engaged with or talked to, interviewed, whatever, they were so generous with their time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we get the Heisman every time we go near a PGA Tour event, don't we? Everyone does.
It's a good point.
You can't get near it.
Obviously, back in the day when we first started, you know, TXG or whatever, and we had the build shop and built some stuff for the Canadian guys, it was hard for them to get heads, hard for them to get shafts. Facilities didn't want to host them indoors during the winter because they put holes in their screens, which I was guilty of too. Even those guys didn't get the support. Now, these people that are looking for support, like a Gabby Peller, Martin Borgmeier, obviously they have some sponsorships now, but I mean, I still think there is so much room for more sponsorship, people getting into
there is.
It.
There
you know,
is.
We were at a dinner.
It's very innocent.
You know, I do some stuff with the first tee, but it's like, get some, you know, young kids into it and see, you know, get them swinging as hard as they possibly can.
Absolutely.
It's a cool sport. And, you know, we talked about it again, you know, getting some long drive stuff for the channel and, you know, Ryan Gregnell, Canadian lad, or Ken Long on the channel.
Both see if those
they
guys.
Can, you know, so, come in and show us a few things.
So I have an idea, right?
Oh boy.
I've been thinking about this concept and you've just brought it up, right? Team Long, Team Gregnell, right? Gregnell and I team up. We work on our stuff, right? We do some speed production. You and Ken Long, you built Ken's first long drive driver. He can get you to hit it over 250 for the first time, right? That would be sort of compensation.
Patrick, don't laugh.
So
get out. You're fired.
I think that would be awesome.
Hi.
Right? Team Gregnell.
Don't cry when you lose.
Team Long.
Long.
Long, long by name. Long by nature. So I think that'd be awesome.
Game on.
Turn my back. I think that'd be amazing. Nice to see you've embraced this whole speed journey.
If I had a pal that told me 10 years ago, swing harder, swing faster, let me help you, let me give you a fitting for a new shaft or something.
My God.
It'd have been great. But it's taken many years.
He's slow in the uptake, guys. Let's be honest, right?
You said it at the World Long Drive thing. You're like, we went to go play a few holes and you took a swing and you said, you're like, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but you look like a Rolls Royce, right? And you're like, you just swing very smooth, like how just, a Rolls just, Royce would drive like, down the street. And I said that at first as a compliment, but then I thought, I want to be a goddamn Ferrari.
I didn't really mean a Rolls Royce. I meant like a
Pontiac
sloth. No, like what I mean is like when you set up the tee, right? You watch a long drive competitor.
Yeah, I know.
They're twitchy. They're all going. The feet are going. The hands are going. There's waggles going. A boy broke a shaft with his waggle. He never even took the club away. He literally waggled so forcefully he snapped the shaft.
Imagine being known for a fast waggle.
You've got. Not really saying that for your waggle, but
my waggle's useless.
Waggle rock. But if you just look at the movement patterns, right? How someone talks and the fast twitch fibers in them, you can see the people who have got a little bit of speed to them and those who don't.
Yeah.
And like when I look at you and you know on the tee and everything's you know smooth and kind of
you motivated. You're like, well, I want to be like Mike.
No, I just
they made a movie about that one time.
Magic Mike.
Yeah.
I can promise you that wasn't you.
No, it was.
You might be named after him, but. But I thought that was something you could take with you about your intent when you stand up in the tee, your intent to be fast, your intent to be dynamic. And, you know, obviously he's in training. We've spoke a lot about that. You know, for you, there's got to be elements of, you know, you've got to do more power. So sort of higher weight, lower rep stuff. Mm-hmm. That's obviously strength and sort of you've got to have the ability to have power. And then you need to do fast reps. So you lighten up a little bit, and whether it's squats that mm-hmm. are very much more dynamic. So when you need to go, the speed production is vertical, right? Yeah. The speed production is rotational, it's horizontal. One of the three forces that we know that we measure on the force plates. That's something that we really need to customize into your training for the off season.
Yeah. Gym, speed training, pickleball.
You're right into your pickleball, aren't you?
That's it. Get your paddles out.
I know. So speaking about speed, there was an article this week that spoke of the top five longest players on tour, right? So Cam Champ was number one out there at 190.36 miles an hour average ball speed. It's pretty quick.
The only thing I'll say is like 190 is nice. Congrats, but I'd rather a couple trophies.
Yeah.
At 172. Just saying, green jacket fits nice.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think everyone looks at Cam Champ's game
but he is quick as hell.
He's a savant ball striker, but you know, he doesn't have the tour victories to kind of match what I think everyone believes his talent level is, especially his coach Sean Foley. So ping driver with him, a G430 LST 10.5 with him.
Good driver.
Really, really good. Second on the list, just behind him, Brandon Matthews, ZX7 driver.
I've always said that Srixon driver is good.
Big fan of it.
Big fan.
You had it yesterday, you liked it.
Yeah, it was good. It's good. Very good.
So, you know, he is right up there at the top level with a, you know, bit of a sleeper, like we said in the sort of equipment stakes. Second, we've got Kyle Westmoreland at 186.4. So that's a fair drop.
Yeah.
Normally, when you see these averages, you've got kind of, you know, they're a bit bunched. You've got two at 190 and then drops a little bit. So Kyle plays a Cobra Aerojet.
Max, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is very interesting. It's the effective draw model. Yeah. So
at 7.5 degrees.
Yeah.
To be fair, that Aerojet LS, very, very fade bias.
Right.
No, Wyndham Clark, that's pretty good.
Wyndham Clark at number four. I mean, we obviously saw how long he was and how much ball speed he had at LACC.
He hit every fairway four days in a row.
It was nuts. He was absolutely just driving it insanely good. He is a TSI, so a previous gen. Mm. So we've got the top four drivers, speed-wise, in four different models.
Interesting, that's cool.
From a brand agnostic standpoint, guys, I think that tells you everything you need to know when, you know, when you all want to know what the top driver is, what's the longest driver of the year. They're all good.
Yeah.
They're all really, really good. And we do our best to sort of obviously showcase the attributes of these drivers and kind of what about them from a internal design characteristics. Where's the center of gravity? Where's the head mass? All these things that are those little incremental marginal gains that sort of come together to create speed and stability, launch and spin. But really, they're all so, so good. And in fifth, just under 186 ball speed is Cam Young, the aggrieved, you know, slightly aggrieved party from not making that Ryder Cup team, even when Freddie Couples said he was a lock on TSR3, which, to be honest, we would stick the crown on Driver of the Year for us.
Maybe driver for a few years. It's very
best driver of all time. Name me a better one. That's maybe the right question. Name me a driver that would right now beat a TSR3. I was thinking about that while getting dressed this morning.
You and I think about a lot. Totally different things when you get dressed. Original Sim was very good.
Okay, you think if we put it up against TSR3 right now, it would be faster. It would be more consistent from a standard deviation, standard
probably not.
Spin.
No.
Me
no,
neither.
No.
The next one.
GBB.
The Great McMurtha.
Oh, what a driver that was. That changed my life, that driver.
Graphite design No.
No, I went...
Speed... it was a
Speeder Fiji. 6. S-I-X.
That's right. It was the light blue colour. Very similar to...
It was navy blue. Dark navy, manly colour.
I think it was actually...
A lot of hard hitters used that. Yeah, back
baby
in the
blue.
Day. It was a baby blue.
It was. That's right. That's
great
that's
driver.
Yeah, it was a good driver, but better than a TSRP.
No.
You know this is the best driver of all time, and people talk about, oh, this was the best driver of all time. Nostalgia gets the best of people.
I know. So people go, oh, I love a
V Steel
902 XD. Yeah. Enough.
If you put a V Steel against a modern 3-wood,
had a bore through, for God's sake. I wasn't even alive yet.
A V Steel never had a bore through.
No, you know what I mean. Like some of these,
yeah, Warbird or. You know, yeah, some of these
Diablo.
Ones. I know. Callaway Steelhead 3.
No, thank you.
I know. So, yeah, I always think people look back far too nostalgically at these lists of kind of what's best. We've got some travel coming up.
Love a trip.
This time of year,
some don't. Some don't. But I do. I love a trip.
I love a trip.
The trip hosts you by TXG Travel. Remember those days?
The glory days.
Where are we going? Tell the folks.
We're going to Morro. We're actually going to Texas.
Morro? I've never even heard of that place.
To Morro. PGA Frisco.
Howdy.
Yeah. Lone Star State, baby. You prank your boots.
Aye.
Your cowboy hat.
How are you doing that? Honky tonk with that donkey back.
It'll be awesome.
Aye, talk to Texas.
Wee bit cold though.
Aye, wee bit chilly. Wee bit nice for a casual Sunday.
It's nice for a sweater rather, right?
I like a quarter zip, but the course looks good. Yeah, I don't think we're playing the Gil Hance design one, unfortunately.
I have no idea what's there, but you said there's a massive putting green
72,000 square feet, all real grass.
Are you lying? 72,000.
I was on the website of the hotel just because I was checking the wine list.
Oh, lovely. Get your priorities right.
Yep. Texas will be
good. We're going out to see some new product for the new year. The embargo actually lifts. Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 7 p.m.
Tomorrow.
Eastern.
Tomorrow. Well, so by the time this is out, the embargo will be out, and you'll know exactly. We may as well just say it.
Callaway AI putters.
Odyssey. Odyssey AI putters. some obviously significant advances in their mind. Like, they don't host these launch events for a putter very often. That we'll go as far as to say that this is very rare that they're going to just for a putter. Like, they normally would do a launch at the same time as they do the new line or whatever the 2024 product is, but they are making a big fuss over this.
They have the AI One and the AI Milled.
Yeah, both look incredibly impressive. I was sitting in the airport.
Look at that.
Yeah. On the way back from... Was it World Long Drive? No, we travelled back from... Where was that before the World Long Drive trip? I was out in Utah with this super speed team. I was sitting in the airport and our Callaway rep walks by. And he's like, oh, you know, where have you been? Told him where I've been. And I was like, where have you been? You've been seeing some new product. And he hands me his keys. And he's got the two new inserts on his key ring. So that's obviously the little takeaway. And he flipped them around. So he shows me the face, obviously nothing new. Little micro groove on the white hot insert. And then the milled one, really kind of nice little kind of coppery gold color. And then you flip them around and you see the sort of the AI design in the back. Crazy. Where obviously it's really, really cool. Really, really cool.
But the AI One insert.
Yeah.
Aluminum backer of the insert to promote consistent ball speed across the face.
So looking at performance guys from a strokes gained perspective, when you get X amount of distance away, and this will all kind of come out in the marketing spiel, but you get 35, 40 feet from the hole and further, your percentage of three putting goes way up.
Yeah, through the roof. Yeah.
Through the roof. So from that perspective, the big emphasis is on consistency of speed control across the face. We know most of... everybody do not hit the strike out the middle of the putter. We do hit it mostly in the toe. That's what we see is the miss for most people. So trying to regulate that ball speed, trying to kind of regulate the distance control, you know, when it comes to that. Yeah, there's the picture right
we'll
there.
We'll try Pretty to cool. overlay some photos of this AI stuff, because I think it's cool. I mean, AI, obviously there's a lot of people who are for it and a lot of people who are against AI, but I mean, for stuff like this, if it's going to make product better and make us better golfers, I'm all for it.
We will certainly do it. And Yeah, they really feel like this is the relaunch or the launch on of a you know, sort of real legacy brand in Odyssey. Real dominance in the European Tour. I know obviously Scotty has the dominance in the PGA Tour, but I think worldwide Odyssey still have more putters and play worldwide. So they really believe that this is a significant move forward. So something that's going to get our attention for sure.
I don't mind new gear. Nice to tinker.
Yep. All the gear, but no idea.
Exactly. Don't know where the ball's going.
And then after that, we're heading out to the West Coast. The best coast. True?
Hang 10, baby.
Out down to SoCal to see our friends at Titleist.
Our great friends at Titleist.
This week's episode is brought to you by our great friends at Titleist. Creating the best performing irons for every player means delivering on every aspect of performance. Whether you want effortless speed, exceptional feel, or precise control, the performance you're after has one name. The new T-Series irons from Titleist. Test the T-Series during a Club Champion fitting today. Find your location at clubchampion.com.
Our great friends at Titleist. I actually just learned that my great friend Tom Fisher just moved over to Titleist. Actually, not just moved over, he moved over like 4 or 5 months ago. But he was in charge of the custom fitting program over at TaylorMade. He was actually our lead at the TaylorMade Performance Lab TNPL back in, I think Tom was probably there from 07 or 08 or something like that.
That's what he showed me the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, and Tom is always awesome, so I'm really excited. I think he's probably based at TPI.
Nice.
I'll need to find out what he is doing with their fitting program, but Tom is an absolute beauty. So, yeah, we love going to visit those guys. We're going to get some look at some new products. I don't even know what products. I'm going to say.
Yeah, I know. You could probably figure it out. Yeah. You know what's
nice, coming. Nice new product. Well, there's been irons, there's been woods.
Yeah. What's left?
Figure it out from there. Bags.
I will say, if you ever have the chance, TPI,
yeah,
and this is no knock to any other OEM, but TPI is the creme de la creme, the Silver Oak, the Rolex,
yes,
the Ferrari of all facilities. It is
the Club Champion Canada.
Yeah, the Mike and Marty Savage of facilities.
Yeah.
Real good.
Premier. Well, a guy I was playing with on Sunday, Ryan was asking me, he's like, I have the chance or I have the, my girlfriend said, we're either going to go to this place or TPI. Which one do you think should go to? I'm like, easiest decision you'll ever make.
It is under reno, but they have a certain part that we will be able to use. But once it's done, it'll be nuts.
It'll be awesome. It'll be awesome. So really excited. You sort of hinted at this earlier. You briefly mentioned it earlier, Mikey. You were in Vancouver last week.
Yeah, good old Richmond, British Columbia.
Cold?
Freezing. I know. You know, the thing is, it's like sunny and 4 or 5 degrees, even 8 degrees, but it's so damp, it makes it feel colder.
Really chilled to the bone.
Really chilled. That just, oof.
Maybe a homemade soup just to warm you up.
Exactly. Homemade soup, nothing better. Yeah, it was out in Vancouver at our new studio with our fitter, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Did some fits out there. Yeah, it was good. Got some people buying clubs and changed some lives with some new equipment.
That's what we do.
Yeah,
that's what we do. We change lives.
Yeah.
New Calgary location coming together. We obviously have launched our Calgary store about a year ago, guys. We started up in our temporary location and we obviously fully intended to have our own standalone store coming very soon.
Yeah, brick and mortar.
I think it's going to be probably no more than 6 weeks away, 5-6 weeks away.
I mean, Mike's got to go to Calgary in December.
Listen, just take your skis.
And oh, aye, very good. No, nay skis for me. It'll be an expense Canada Goose jacket, that's for sure.
Exactly. So, yeah, really exciting, guys. Getting our kind of west or sort of heading into Western Canada, Calgary, and obviously now Vancouver, starting to really kind of put our footprint out there. So, you know, anyone who's listened to this or, you know, who's based out there, we'd love to see you guys. We'd love to have you in the stores. Please let us know if that's something you'd be interested in, you know, by all means, reach out. We'd love to set you up with our fit team. You know, David, Tim and Eric out there are great fitters. They'll take unbelievable care of you and they're at great facilities. So let us know if there's anything we can do there.
Do you remember last podcast? We said we were going to give away a custom
you promised.
Cobra driver. Well, I have a winner. And I feel like an absolute dummy because I cannot find his name, but I will send you a message. That sucks. I don't know where I put his message. It's on Insta, yeah. I was chatting with him. He shared it. And then I was like, you know what?
What did you do? A post?
You had to share it on your story. I had like 6 or 7 people tag me in theirs. All right, that's not bad.
All right, well, we'll reach out to said client and get the 50th anniversary Cobra driver sent out.
Cool.
Gorgeous, gold, black and gold, matte finish. This year's driver was an absolute rocket launcher, as you guys know. So to get that in a limited edition run is pretty cool. I think it actually comes with a Ventus Black
6X.
6X, and it comes in a lovely...
gun case?
Yeah, what do you call those cases?
You're lucky that I left the T's in there because they were wooden and they were silver and red. Actually, a resident person who's been fit almost stole the T's.
Shocker. Yeah, the Magpie.
Yeah. I'll find that name and... we'll send you the driver. Congratulations, winner.
Cool. All right. Well, guys, that's kind of all. The golf industry is a little bit...
waking up.
The golf.
We need Tiger back. That's the problem.
That's what it is. He'll be back. PNC.
You think he'll play the hero?
Apparently, he is talking about... he has ramped up his practice significantly.
I say we do this podcast from the hero at Tiger's
Eye. I agree. I think that's a must, mandatory. But we do have some news. There's some other things we're going to touch on next podcast relative to the golf world. There's some cool, innovative stuff. There's some new projects on the horizon. Obviously, TGL. There's the Netflix series. So we're not going to get into that today because, you know, it's going to be more... more prevalent, you know, when we talk about it next time on the pod. But nothing much going on this week. We're looking back at obviously World Long Drive and just the season really ending, guys. But next time we join you in 2 weeks' time, we'll have a little bit more to talk to you about in terms of current events.
And say this is episode 2 inside our new studio.
Yeah.
But it's actually episode 10 of this podcast. Pretty good.
That's all right. It's all right.
We made it to 10 episodes. Only took us 6 months, but it did.
Well, you know, now we've got this nice base. We've obviously got, as we said, Patrick joining us as producer on the channel now with the content. I think our intent is always to get more guests join us on the podcast. And I think we can get a nice list of those together during the off season. Everyone's got a little bit more time this time of year. We're all running about like, you know, headless chickens during the season. So it'll be good.
Cool.
Good stuff. All right, guys, stay tuned for episode 3 or 11, depends what way you want to look at it. We'll see you again soon.